There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Go ahead and get in your chair and pull it up close to the radio and turn it up. And go get your Bibles. And today, I'm going to introduce a new feature of the Warren County Radio Bible School, and perhaps we'll start making this common. We may only do this one time, but we'll do it this time today. And I'll explain that feature to you in just a moment. Now, as you prepare for this class session to learn more about the Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And for the new feature today, for class session 490, I'm going to read to you from the weekly bulletin of the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. And let me tell you where this comes from. You see, I'm the preacher at that church, and every week, usually in the early part of the week, I write an article for our bulletin. And people that are coming to the worship service that day may pick up the bulletin on their way in, and as they go to their seats, they may look over the bulletin. And what they will find in the article is somewhat a summary and review of the sermon that they are about to hear. And so since I do this every week, and it is then the sermons that I preach, I thought I might begin reading some of these articles to you on the Warren County Radio Bible School. And since also we are studying in this lesson about Joshua and the conquest of Canaan, I thought it would be fitting to read this article that I entitled, or that goes with the sermon, The Greatest Day of Jericho. Now here's how this goes. Jericho is one of the oldest cities in the world. It is on the river plain just north of where the Jordan River flows into the Dead Sea. At 800 feet below the Mediterranean sea level, it is the lowest permanently inhabited city on the earth. The climate is that of a tropical paradise. Moses called it the city of palm trees in Deuteronomy 34 and verse 3. Herod built a resort for himself near Jericho, and it was there that he died. Travelers today talk about the fresh tropical fruits they tasted there. It is one of the major entry ports from the East Bank, and in ancient times the city was fortified with walls. When the children of Israel emerged from the desert wilderness, they camped in the plains of Moab, just across the river from Jericho, Numbers 22 and verse 1. Here is where Balak tried to get Balaam to curse the people. But the Lord turned the curses into a blessing, Numbers 22 and 24. However, many of them sinned in the matter of Peor, and many of them died there, Numbers chapter 25. Here Moses taught the children of those who had received the law at Sinai, and these sermons of Moses are recorded in the book of Deuteronomy. From this plain, Moses ascended to Mount Nebo, and then his spirit continued on to Sheol, Deuteronomy chapter 34. The leadership of this nation fell to Joshua. He sent two spies to Jericho. They came to lodge in the house of Rahab the harlot. When the men of Jericho came looking for the spies, she hid them under the flax on her roof. She was commended in the New Testament for receiving the spies and sending them out another way. But she is not commended for being a harlot, and she is not commended for being a liar. Joshua chapter 2, Hebrews 11 and verse 31, and James 2:25. The men of Jericho thought they were safe behind their walls, and because the Jordan was at flood stage, they thought they had time to prepare for the invasion of Israel. But on the far side of Jordan, Joshua told the priest to carry the Ark of the Covenant into the river. And when they did, the river was held back. The children of Israel crossed the Jordan under Joshua, the way their fathers had crossed the Red Sea under Moses. Joshua chapter 3 and 4. God told Joshua that he had given Jericho to Israel, but to receive it, they had to obey his instructions. At the direction of the Lord, they marched around the city once a day for 6 days, and on the seventh day they marched around 7 times. When the priests blew their trumpets and the people shouted, the walls fell down. The Israelites took Jericho, sparing Rahab and her family. Joshua chapter 6. There was a curse placed on the walls. Any who tried to rebuild them would lose his first son in laying of the foundation, and his last as the walls were completed, Joshua 6 and verse 26, 530 years later. That is what happened, 1 Kings 16 and verse 34. All the spoils of Jericho were to be dedicated to the Lord, but Achan coveted a Babylonian garment and shekels of silver. He hid them in the earth under his tent. Israel failed to take the little city of Ai because there was sin in the camp. When Achan was found out, he and all his were stoned and burned with fire, and a heap of stones was raised over them. Joshua chapter 7. Jericho was given to the children of Benjamin. Joshua 18:21. It became a refuge for humiliated men of David's army in 2 Samuel 10 and verse 5. There was a school of the prophets during the days of Elijah and Elisha in 2 Kings 2, 4 through 5. It was a place of healing for the men of Judah who had taken captive by Ahaz in Israel, 2 Chronicles 28 and verse 15. It was on the plains of Jericho that Nebuchadnezzar captured King Zedekiah of Jerusalem, 2 Kings 25 and verse 5. And the men of Jericho helped Nehemiah rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, Nehemiah 3 and verse 2. It was just across the Jordan River from Jericho that John the Baptist was preaching when Jesus came to him, and John baptized Jesus in the Jordan. But the greatest day in the history of Jericho was that day when Jesus passed through. We read 3 accounts of this, from Matthew 20, verses 29 through 34, Mark 10, verses 46 through 52, and Luke 18, 35 through 43. There were 2 Jerichos at that time. As Jesus passed from one to the other, 2 blind men cried out to him, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David, Matthew 20 and verse 31. One of the blind men was named Bartimaeus, Mark 10 and verse 46. These blind men had not seen any miracle Jesus had done. They believed because of what they had heard. The multitudes rebuked them that they should hold their peace, but they cried out all the more. Jesus stood still and called to them, what will ye that I should do unto you? And they replied, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received the sight, Matthew 20 and verse 34. From Jericho, Jesus walked into the hill country and came to Jerusalem and died on the cross for the sins of the whole world. Well, that then was my lesson for that Sunday. And those were somewhat of the main points that I used in my preaching. I want to encourage you, if you're a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School, to take some time and drive out from McMinnville on your way to Biola and look for our little meeting house over on the right and note the times of worship. And then come to one of our Bible studies and worship with us and see how it is that we do what we say we do on this Bible school, on this radio station, and this radio program. Now, with that, I want to return to the Sunday school lesson we're studying about the conquest of the land. And as we were bringing that lesson to a conclusion in our last class, we were talking about the borders of Canaan, or the borders of the land that was promised to the children of Israel. And we noted that Israel did not conquer this land all at once. They really came into possession of it only insofar as they conquered its inhabitants. And they did not rule over the kingdom in peace over the whole of it until the days of Solomon. We read in 2 Chronicles 29 in verse 26 that Solomon ruled over all the kings, from the river even into the land of the Philistines, and to the border of Egypt. And in 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 25, Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. The Hittites descended from Heth, as we read about in Genesis 10:15 through 18. It gives the descendants of Canaan, the father of the Canaanites, from whom the land of Canaan received its name. And while verse 19 gives the border of the Canaanite, the Hittites dwelt about Hebron in the time of Abraham, according to Genesis chapter 23. They were not all subdued at once. Uriah, in David's day, was a Hittite, 2 Samuel 11:3 and 2 Samuel 23:39. Solomon used their service as he did the service of the other Canaanitish nations, whom the children of Israel were not able to utterly destroy. 1 Kings 9:20 and 21. There were kings of the Hittites in the south in 1 Kings 10 and verse 29, and 2 Kings 7 and verse 6, and they still existed after the return of the Jews from captivity. Ezra chapter 1, or Ezra chapter 9 and verse 1. God cast out these nations little by little, lest the wild beast should increase upon the Israelites. We read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verses 23 through 24. And Jehovah thy God will cast out those nations before thee, little and little. Thou mayest not consume them all at once, lest the beast of the field increase upon thee. But Jehovah thy God will deliver them up before thee, and will discomfort them with a great discomforter, until they be destroyed. And he will deliver their kings into thy hand, and thou shalt make their name to perish from under heaven, and there shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou hast destroyed them. We come to section 6 of this Sunday school lesson that is called Be Strong and of Good Courage. Let me read to you from our text, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee or forsake thee. No man stand before them in war or as an enemy. At the beginning of Moses' work to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt, God promised to be with them. In Exodus chapter 3 and verse 12, he said, certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be the token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And through many trials, over many difficulties, and in many battles, God had led him to success and victory. Jehovah knew what God had done for Moses, and hence God could give to him no greater assurance. God magnified Joshua before the Israelites by performing miracles through him, and to show them that he was with Joshua as he had been with Moses. In Joshua 3 and verse 5, we read that Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves tomorrow, for Jehovah will do wonders among you. God promises to be with his people today and to never leave or forsake them. And he repeats the promise as often as he repeated it to Moses and to Joshua. The class is dismissed.